Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to Psalm 46. Psalm 46, it's only 11 verses in length, and I know that that is more reading than I normally share with you on this devotional, but I'd like to read the entire psalm with you today, if you don't mind. Psalm 46, where the Word of God says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. That's Psalm 46. And that's a psalm that I personally read on a regular basis. And as a matter of fact, I read it to other folks when I visit them in the hospital, or even when individuals are going through difficult times, I take the opportunity to read Psalm 46 with them. And I think that it's a good psalm. It's a good psalm for us to use from time to time as we face the difficulties of life. The entire psalm encourages us that God is present with us no matter what it is we go through, no matter what the calamity may be, God is there to see us through. But that first verse is a tremendous verse, is it not? Where it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Three things we see there. God is our refuge. In other words, when we're going throughout the difficulties of life, we can run in unto God, as it were, and be safe. He is our strength. That means that no matter what it is we face in life, God gives us the strength to go through. We can stand firm in His power and in His might and go through the various trials of life victoriously. And then it says, He is a very present help in trouble. Very present help in trouble. When we're going through a time of trouble, whatever it may be, God is there to give us all the insight, all the direction, all the help, all the strength that we need. Isn't that tremendous? Our God is our refuge, our strength, and our help. And thus, the last two verses of Psalm 46 remind us that we can be still and know that He is God. We can recognize that He is with us, that He is our refuge, and that no matter what it is we face, He's there. Take that thought into consideration today. In fact, I would encourage you to spend some time in Psalm 46 and be encouraged, because it's a promise that's given to every born-again believing child of God. Father, I thank You for the fact that You are our refuge and strength and our help in the time of trouble. And I pray that You'll take this little devotional and use it in the lives of those who need it the most today. For it's in the name of Your dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.